The music you know, the city you love. John Jessop.
Here on Liverpool Live and over in Cooper. Is that right, Belden? Yes.
That's correct. Cooper.
Yes, C-U-P-A-R.
A-R.
A-R, yeah, as in Scotland, yes. Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up there in Fife.
Fife, yeah.
Yeah. So the one and only Belden Haig is up there in Fife, and he's got a new song out, and it's really good. And what else has been going on in your life since I last spoke to you about 5 months ago?
Been doing some recording, writing and recording, and... we were down in Rockfield Studios in near Monmouth. Funnily enough, I think that song that you just played was recorded there.
Right, okay, yeah.
Oasis did What's the Story, Morning Glory there. They recorded that, I think, there.
Yeah.
And so, it's a bit of a musical pilgrimage. We went down there and did a bunch of songs which have come out really nicely, and we're finished. And that's about half the album done, and then we finished the other half off in December.
Right, so you're looking about, when are we looking about, March, April for the release?
Yeah, February, March time, yeah, around that time, yeah.
Are you happy with it, mate?
Very much so, yeah. I think that what was made even better was the fact that we'd all been working virtually for best part of 18 months and not getting together in person as a group.
Yes.
And so exchanging files over the internet and doing all of that. And of course, that's how a lot of music's put together anyway.
Very much so, mate. Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah.
What we found was that, and it was just a bit magical really, was that the key to it is the shared experience. When you're all in the same place together, and you're living together, and you're in each other's pockets.
Okay,
and you can kind of build on an idea really rapidly.
Yes.
And you're sharing the whole experience. And I think when you're working virtually, you're concentrating on one thing.
Of course you are.
And then you're trying to do another thing. People are multitasking, you know.
Yeah.
And especially with something like recording an album, you can't do that. You can't be watching the telly at the same time as trying to figure out your bass part at the same time as checking your Facebook or something,
So
it's having kind of that intensity of a shared experience, which was really fantastic, and we'd all missed that so much as well.
Yeah, I know you're in a different part of the world to us down here in England, because our lockdown hopefully is coming out on the 19th. What about yours?
Are you talking about the match?
No. I'm talking about the 19th is like our Freedom Day.
Your freedom? I've got no idea, actually, when our great leader is going to proclaim Freedom Day for Scotland.
Right, yeah.
I think probably we'll follow suit, but I've not got the foggiest. I mean, thing changes so much.
They do, yeah.
I think it's great that the general trajectory of everything is towards freedom, whether it's the 19th or whenever, you know.
I think
we can all smell that, you know, in the air that we're moving out of this horrible time and into something better.
So does that mean that your diary's starting to look full again now, Belden?
Yeah, we're starting to look at with a bit more optimism at what can be done. I mean, live gigs are happening. They're starting to happen, sorry, up here. I think a big problem is promoters and people like that, you know, just not being able to book anything with any certainty.
Yes.
And now I think people are starting to feel a lot more confident about what they can do for the future. So
absolutely.
That's good for us for next year, really.
With the album coming out, you know, February or March, whenever it comes out, I mean, are you going to be doing like a radio tour for certain stations, you know, to plug the album, or how are you going to do it?
Yes, yeah, all of that is planned, and a few gigs and something kind of a little bit special as well. We're trying to dream up something a little bit off the wall as usual.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a little chat with Mike then, see if he's going to make sure you come into this radio station in Liverpool and publicise the album. You know, it'd be nice to have you.
We would love to do that. Absolutely love to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm in my castle here, and you're in your castle. Oh, I can't say that, can I? It's supposed to be a secret.
It's out now, then.
This is Beldon Haig, live from a castle in Scotland.
Yeah, an actual proper castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a celebrity. You're not getting me out of here, mate, and I'm staying.
How long it's quite interesting.
Is it ladled with history, is it, Beldon?
I think a sort of mid-13th century job.
Oh, wow,
Was a ruin.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a funny story about it. The people who did it up bought it around about 2004.
Right.
And when they bought it, it was just a complete pile of bricks, you know? And honestly, there's pictures of it. It was a complete ruin. And so that what they did was they set about trying to restore it back to its former glory, and they've done a fantastic job.
Right.
But they came across the people in that. I'm not going to name the particular heritage.
No, you
get the idea, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got certain bodies which are employed to make sure that you put the right windows in places and don't change the roof too much and stuff like that. And anyway, castles never had back doors in the past, as you might imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just had one, for security purposes, just come in and out of the one front door with the portcullis and the drawbridge and all that. But the thing is, for fire regulations, you've got to have a back door, right?
Okay.
So they said, look, we need a back door because we want people to actually stay in this place. We have to have a back door. They got fined for putting in a back door.
Oh, go away.
Seriously.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's brilliant.
So,
yeah.
There was a big struggle over whether or not it was that. But I was thinking about it. Could you imagine, you know, if you had a castle with a back door, and then, of course, the owner of the castle didn't realize and was like, you're trying to fight off the marauders, and then you realize, no, we didn't check the back door.
Brilliant, mate, brilliant. Well, listen, my friend, all the very best for this single and all the very best for the album, and look forward to seeing you next year.
Look forward to it, yeah, and thank you very much, John, for playing for playing Bluebird. Now, I hope it gives people a wee bit of a lift. It's a bit of a positive mantra.
It's great, mate. It really is. Yeah. Fantastic, Beldon. You stay safe, my friend.
Yes, thanks a lot. Thanks, John.
You take care.
Thanks
bye-bye, mate.
Much. Bye-bye. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
There we go, the one and only Beldon Haig up in Coupar, C-O-P-A-R, up there in Bonnie, Scotland.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.